Chodesh Al Vavas, page Ches. So we talked last night about his... He talked about that there were Chachamim that spent... In the positive, he talked about Chachamim that spent 35 years or 25 years working on Chodesh Al Vavas. We're up to the last three lines of Daf Ches. V'Amar Acher, another Chacham said, Yesh Madoim, there are some pieces of wisdom, Shem Tzfunim Belibos HaChachomim Kedover HaOtzer V'HaMoser. There is a fountain of wisdom that is to be found in the Lev HaChachomim, and it's hidden away. Im Ya'alimuhu, if they don't delve into it and express it and learn and like raise it up, bring it begoloi, lo yasigehu adam. Im yigaluhu, lo yiyolem l'shum adam kenu sambo. So what do these three lines mean? In these three lines, it's not clear. It's not clear what he's saying. What is the point? Till now he was saying the point is that you should be spending time learning Chodesh Al Vavas, which is an absolute chiyuv and so fundamental and so important, rather than spending time and effort and energies on the more arcane parts of Torah. That's how he says it. We talked about that in the last 2 days. We're not going to go over it again. What's he saying now? That... I don't know, it's not clear to me what he's saying. I didn't see any Mepharshim explaining what he's saying. He's saying that it's there. It's there. Like, don't think it's... What I understand him to be saying is, it's not like Kabbalah. He's going off on a slightly different point. He's saying that the Chochmah of this, or HaMitzpon, as he calls it, the Chochmah's HaMitzpon, like, don't think because it's mitzvun, because it's like this one had to spend 35 years and this one had to spend 25 years, so it's like Kabbalah. Don't think it's like learning Kabbalah. That's what I understand the Chodesh Al Vavas here to be saying. Yesh madoim, there are aspects of wisdom. Shehem tzfunim belibos hachachomim, it's in everybody's potential. It's in your mind. You have the potential to figure it out. Shehem tzfunim belibos hachachomim kedavar otzer v'hamoster. Or maybe he's talking about these people who spend so much time learning it. So if they keep it to themselves, the reality is, lo yasigehu adam. But dim yigaluhu, if they teach it, lo yeolam lo shodolam kenusambo. Maybe that's the point. That's sharp contrast. In other words, let's say it's like... Let me talk about regular, you know, learning Torah, to express what he's saying, what I think he's saying. Let's say I say, you know, Rav Abba Berman Zatzal has mamish yisodos that he can explain many, many different sugyas and shas, and mamish clarify them, and it's hard sugyas, the sugyas tatfakayin, the sugyas zika and yavamas, and like this really, really hard sugyas, and they say, oh, neshach, and they of a Basra and Yishnechlin, it's really hard, so he can clarify that. So if he keeps it to himself, so right now nobody knows, like it's hard and everybody's puzzled, but if he would stand up and say Shia, then everybody, it would brighten everyone's eyes, everyone would say, oh wow, like Nikarim Divrei Emes, it says, like you'd say, oh, he clarified the sugya, that's the type of the sugya. Like beforehand it was mustar, it was covered up, it was something that appeared to be either like who says that the pitaron, even sometimes you come across a sugya and you learn through the achrayim and you say you're not even sure there's a pitaron. It seems so murky, it seems so hard, and then if someone clarifies it, oh, then everybody can benefit. Then like it's not, oh, everybody says, oh wow, like wow, that's the pshat. It's Likoran, it's clear. That's what he's saying here. Yesh madoim, and I think he's saying the Chodesh Al Vavas is this way. Yesh madoim, shein tzfunim belibos hachachomim kedover ha'otzer v'hamoser. It's hidden away. And now everybody's walking around and nobody knows it, or it seems too difficult, or it seems too pashut. or it seems for the simple-minded, yeah, you know, okay, Hashem Echad. So, like the complexity of understanding of Achdus Hashem, or the complexity of having Bitachon, and the complexity of it, it's hidden away. Im Yalimu. So if no one would study it and unearth it, that's the word I'm looking for. You have to unearth it. If no one unearths it, so then lo yasigehu adam. Like it's not automatic. It's taka deep. You know, even the lashon deep, Rav Abba used to say, when you say something's deep, teeth, something's deep, it doesn't mean it's hard. It means it's deep. It's not on the surface. You have to really dig, and we even say in English, you have to unearth it. You have to dig deeply and unearth it. You have to take away all the layers of superficiality that hide it. But then once it's unearthed, so it's there. It's begolic. You've taken away all the layers of preconceived notions of people. You know, never thought about it before. They never looked at it a certain way, or they looked at something a certain way by rote, but they never really delved into it to analyze it. Then all of a sudden you clarify it to them, and then they go, oh yeah, taka. Like, wow, what a beautiful pshat. Like, that's taka. So he's saying that about Chayes Olbots. That, l'chayre, yesh madoim, shehem sfunim believers hacham k'zabar atzom, so it's hidden away. Im yalimu, if it stays hidden, lo yasigehu adam, because it's not automatic. The im yigalu, but if it would be revealed, lo ye'olem l'shum adam kenusim bo, it would not be hidden away from people, the truthfulness of it. That's like we say, nikarim divrei emes. It would be something that everybody would be molded to. It's not lo b'shamayim hi, right? Lo b'shamayim hi, it's not something that's terribly complex that you say, you know, this feeling I had, I said it a few times when I read Rav Soloveitchik's book. I tried to read it, Halachic Mind. Not Halachic Man. Halachic Man is understandable to me. Halachic Mind is to me, like, I read two pages and I said, it's not this. It's like, I don't know what he's talking about. I have no idea. It's just, it's beyond me. It's beyond me. So Chayes Olbots is saying that Chayes Olbots is the halachic mind, it's called. It's hidden away. Anyway, Chayes Olbots is not like that. Chayes Olbots is there. It's not something, this is what he's saying, because he's coming off of these 20 lines of saying that there were chachamim that spent years and years and years analyzing it and delving into it and figuring it out. So he's saying it's not something that you pick up automatically. It's takanat. Well, let me finish the paragraph, please. It's not something you figure out automatically. But once it's clear, once it's unearthed, everybody will be saying, taka. This is the way this makes sense. It knocks. It appeals to me. It sounds right. The zekein maimer achocham. This is like the pasuk in Mishlei. Mayim amukim etzu belei vish. Deep waters are belei vish. Vish tvuni yidlena. You know how to draw it up, like with a pail. Yidlena. Klomer shahamada otzur muuta b'teva kolodom. Everybody is capable of understanding wisdom of understanding. Ubekoach binoso kamayim hoatzurim, like water that's hidden away. That's all the mamaki adama. Hamaven Hamaskil Yishtadel Lachkar. He'll think. He'll spend 25 years. Lachkar al Mashiyesh Bekochol v'Matzpuno Men Amado. Achi Yagia Elov. He'll unearth it. He'll figure it out. V'Yigaleu. He'll reveal it. V'Yishav Me'atzmo. That's the word Yidlena. That's the pasuk in Mishlei. It's like deep waters, hidden waters, a hidden spring. You take a pail and you work and you bring it to the surface. K'moshe Mechapsan Achar Amayim Shebimtei Adama. So that's the way to unearth and to reveal Chayes Olbots. That's why it took so long from these chachamim, because it's hidden away. It's not something that's simple. It's not something that's revealed. It's not something obvious. You have to dig, 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 but then Yidlena, you're able to draw it up.
Isn't he saying this is one of those designs? Just like, yeah.
Chayes Olbots.
Oh, I thought about this. It's not like those.
No. Chayes Olbots is like that. It's like that because it's very not obvious. When are you going to have time to do this? I did it on the bus. When will you have time after the Halacha Pesukah?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll sit down then. Okay.